It's one of the most anticipated movies of the year, so much so that at a recent Black comic book festival in New York City, it's all anyone wanted to talk about.
Black Panther.
When I saw the trailer, it moved me.
I want to know more about where he comes from and how did he become the king of Wakanda?
I didn't find out about Black Panther until like later in life. And then when I found out about him, I was just like, Batman who? Iron Man who? Superman who?
Growing up, looking at a lot of superheroes, really only had Black Panther and Storm for the most part.
Black Panther in the mainstream, finally.
It makes me think that I could be anything that I want.
We're all meeting and going together as a group to watch it.
Me, I'm a fan of Ta-Nehisi Coates and Roxane Gay, who I know are writing the Black Panther series.
I just really, really want to see it because that's my favorite character.
You might have caught a mention in there of a name that could be familiar to some of you.
My name is Roxane Gay, and I'm the writer of World of Wakanda for Marvel Comics. It is a comic series set in the Black Panther universe and focuses on the Dora Milaje, the elite women's guard that protects Black Panther, the royal family, and ultimately Wakanda.
Roxane Gay is the author behind books including Difficult Women and Hunger, but now she's deeply immersed herself in the universe of Black Panther. Though, as she told me, she hasn't been a lifelong comics fan, and the same goes for me, actually. I grew up reading Archie comics, and that was about it.
I'm actually an Archie comics girl, too. That's what I grew up reading. And it wasn't until I got this opportunity to write World of Wakanda that I began to read contemporary comics. And it was really wonderful to see what's happening in the world of comics right now. And I was surprised by the opportunity, but I really enjoyed it as well.
So out of being a writer, how does writing for superheroes and for their fans compare to other types of writing you've done?
It's a lot more collaborative than a lot of the other writing I've done because you're working with artists and inkers and editors and so many other people that get to contribute to interpreting your vision. So that is really different and really interesting.
And the series was originally created by two white men, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, in 1966. Would you say that with this interpretation of it, that Black creators have fully regained ownership of Black Panther's world?
Yeah, definitely, because Ta-Nehisi Coates is writing Black Panther right now. And I wrote World of Wakanda. Rembert Brown also contributed, Yona Harvey. Right now, I think it's only Black people working on World of Wakanda. And it's wonderful that we get to do that.
You know, in a lot of ways, as I'm sure you know, Marvel has been on the front lines, I think, of experimenting on the page in terms of the diversity of its characters. So they had an Afro-Latino Spider-Man, they had a Muslim Miss Marvel, but then they canceled this series after just a couple of issues. What's up with that?
You know, World of Wakanda was always going to be 6 issues. Nonetheless, it's disappointing that they have not continued the series because I would have loved to continue working or just to see anyone continuing these characters and their journey. I think that Marvel is good about inviting people of color into the universe, but they are not good at retention. And that's because they don't know how to market to our communities as well. Right now, they don't really do much in terms of outreach beyond their core audience. And that's a shame because a lot of us have core audiences who simply don't know where to get comics or how the comic system works. And also, it's kind of cost prohibitive. They come out every single week, and each issue is around $3.99, which is a lot when you're buying multiple comics. So I think there are a lot of factors at play, you know, and I think sometimes certain stories take time to build, and we have to be given that time. And unfortunately, we are not yet given that time. We're just given like one opportunity. And if you're not wildly successful, you're out of there.
In terms of the connection between this and the film, some of your characters made it into the film, didn't they?
Yes, they did. But the characters, Io and Anika, they were in the Marvel Universe already. In my World of Wakanda, Anika is a captain in the Dora Milaje, and Io is a young upstart who comes and challenges Anika's authority. Every year, 18 women, one from each of the 18 tribes of Wakanda, come to the capital, the Golden City, and they train to join this elite guard. And from the beginning, Io is rebellious, and Anika is trying to humble her as she trains her to become a member of this fighting guard, and eventually they fall in love. And they also realize that they need to do more than just serve the King of Wakanda. They need to serve the entire country, because Black Panther is being distracted by things that are happening abroad and within his own country. And so they decide to start protecting the people of Wakanda as best they can.
Do you think that your contribution to this series was in some way sort of reaching out to Black women who I don't think see themselves reflected in comics very often, if at all?
I really hope so. That's one of the many reasons I do what I do, is because representation and inclusion are really important. And I want Black women of all ages to see ourselves doing heroic things, to see ourselves having healthy and loving relationships. And World of Wakanda was an opportunity to have that happen in a very visible way.
And what types of stories do you think are missing from the superhero world today? I mean, we talked a little bit about representation and marketing, but are there stories that you think haven't even shown up on the radar that should be focused on?
I think we need more queer stories. I think we need more stories that show not only the action, but the struggles that heroes have. You know, I understand the idea of the hero, the idea of the people who do the things that we cannot or that we dare not do. But I think it's useful to show heroes that are human and that have doubts and that have fears, but that also are generally happy and healthy. So not as morose as Batman, who's an unhappy billionaire. I mean, come on.
He is. No, I know. It's a bit much. And if you could create a superhero, your own superhero, do you have any ideas on what that might be or what that person might sound like or look like?
I think she would be a Black woman who would be, you know, really smart and really kind, probably a little shy, but not when it matters most. She would be human, though. I think oftentimes we expect heroes to be perfect, and I'm not interested in writing perfect heroes. I'm interested in writing interesting heroes.
On that note, I'm going to close it out because I think you're a well-rounded hero to so many women out there. So I really appreciate you being with us today, Roxanne.
Thank you so much, Tanzina. I appreciate that.
Roxanne Gay is the author of Difficult Women, Hunger, and Black Panther, World of Wakanda.